Every year from late March to early April, the first sign of spring in the nation's capital is the National Cherry Blossom Festival. It's evolved into an annual tourist event attracting people from around the world. The focus of the festival is the thousands of cherry trees surrounding the tidal basin near the Jefferson Memorial. Diana Mayhew, executive director of the festival, says the trees represent a deep cultural and political friendship.
91 years ago, the mayor of Ise City in Japan gave 3,000 trees to Washington, D.C. Actually, the first time that the trees were donated, they were infested by disease, so they actually had to be burned. And then they were given again, and they were determined to get it right, and it worked out wonderfully. So actually, we're celebrating the 91st year of the gift of the trees, but the anniversary of the festival is probably about 67, 68 years.
During the festival, visitors are treated to various celebrations and special events. There are daily free cultural performances featuring music, dance, song, and martial arts demonstrations. Usually tourists come from across the nation and around the world to celebrate. But this year, however, the Washington, D.C. area has had one of the worst winters in recorded history with record snowfall. The unseasonably cold weather has delayed the peak bloom of the cherry trees, and tourists in the D.C. area last Sunday experienced some of that snowfall firsthand. Perhaps most importantly, the country is on high security alert because of the conflict in Iraq. Organizers are wondering if many visitors will be discouraged to come to the Cherry Blossom Festival at all this year. Marilyn Matthews, co-owner of Washington, D.C. Accommodations, a firm that books hotel reservations in the D.C. area, is not optimistic.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, it's really been dismal. The cherry blossom season this year has been, you know, it's down. I've been in business for 18 years doing hotel reservations, and this is the softest I've ever seen the cherry blossom season.
She attributes the slowdown in tourism more to the war than the weather, but perhaps the best indicator of the festival's significance this year are the tourists themselves.
I don't know if you happen to know this, but the Cherry Blossom Festival is going on. Are you aware of
it? No, I wasn't. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that. Not at all.
Did any of you come down at this time of year because of the Cherry Blossom Festival by any chance?
Not really. No.
Not really?
No.
You've heard of it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Are you guys coming here to see the Cherry Blossom Festival? No.
Yes, that's why we came.
Yeah.
You came for
yes.
Uh-huh. How often do you come out for that?
This is the first time I've been here in, I would say 15 years or so.
Everyone I spoke to had heard of the Cherry Blossom Festival, but clearly that wasn't a priority for most of the tourists this week. Despite a possible lower turnout, the National Cherry Blossom Festival is in full swing. Every day, live music can be heard at the Jefferson Memorial near the site of the cherry trees. That's the Washington Toho Koto Society playing traditional Japanese music, celebrating the arrival of spring and the cherry blossoms. Margaret Kai Ziegler is one of the players in the group.
This is called a koto, K-O-T-O. It's a Japanese instrument originally from China. It was brought to Japan in about the 7th century. It's made out of paulownia wood. It's hollow. It's in the zither family. So it has 13 strings and 13 bridges.
The celebration of Japanese culture and its link to the Cherry Blossom Festival is also apparent elsewhere. Here at a tent set up by festival organizers, Anne-Marie Moeller discusses the art and style of the Japanese clothing called the kimono as she dresses a volunteer in colorful wedding attire.
Now, I'm not doing this as properly as I should, but it's also important that the white part of the under kimono shows through. And many times there are many different layers, and it's a sense of opulence.
Ideally, the two-week festival occurs while the cherry trees are in their full splendor of pink, flowery blossoms. Unfortunately, when I first visited, only one cherry tree was in bloom. The rest were bare except for some buds that the Park Service said weren't going to fully bloom until after the end of the festival. But there may be some good news for the Cherry Blossom Festival as well. Despite the heightened terrorism alert, many people have decided to visit the city anyway and are glad they did.
Have you been at all concerned about coming to the area?
Yes, a little bit concerned, but gee, it's just wonderful.
I mean, we were in New York on September 11th. We were living there. So I guess I just go on. You just do what you need to do. So we were happy to be here. It's a beautiful day.
Well, you know, I think some of us thought that perhaps there was a worry, but actually, for me, I haven't seen very much presence of any problems or political peace marches or anything.
Yeah, I knew that there might be higher security, but we've been fine. They've been very cooperative and, you know,
very
checking
nice
bags.
And,
yeah.
And that's why it was
really surprised at how nice people are in Baltimore.
And festival organizers may have more reason to celebrate. The National Park Service issued an updated forecast stating that the cherry trees will reach their peak bloom by this Saturday. That's the day of the annual Cherry Blossom Festival Parade, when marching bands, costumed dance troupes, and special celebrity guests will fill the streets of D.C. with color and music. For VOA, I'm David Clements.